The date should be wrong. It should be 19th of January. And this afternoon, I really invite you guys to go to Kaoto to just take a look and pray over the campsite. If you haven't signed up yet, no problem. You could just check out whether we still have seats available. This is free of charge, and you just join us and then go there and pray over there. And not just the Kaoto campsite, we will also pray over the whole region. The residents there, a lot of new residents coming in, and so you guys are invited. So if we don't have seats, just ask Pastor Wick whether he can drive you there, okay? No problem, you just show up. And we really want prayer. We need prayer, more and more prayer to support the whole region. And I'm so ashamed that I promised the old man living over there, and he was baptized by Reverend Elmer Morrison ways back when he was young. And I promised him that, we're going to have a chapel rebuilt over there so that he can join. But we are unable to have a chapel before he passed away. And I'm so ashamed. So I keep my promise. Oh, there should be a church over there. And this year, we will have a new chapel over there, and we'll have a service over there. And so we need your prayer. Although some of us may think that, I'm not supposed to do anything, but one thing I can do is to pray. Amen? Amen? Amen. We need prayer. Brothers and sisters, we need prayer. Tell your neighbor, we need prayer. Hallelujah. And so also welcome, Nazi and Lina, and we are so glad that... Are you from Canada? Are you born in Canada? Wow, great. Canada is great. Hallelujah. You know, the chapel over there in Kaoto was built, established by a Canadian missionary. Elmer Morrison, he was also the first president of Ecclesia Bible College, the same pastor. And that old man told me so. I didn't know about this story. That old man told me all these stories. And, the Pastor Ma, he baptized me. And wow, all the story. So I was so touched. And I was also very touched by some of the Korean brothers and sisters. He hasn't gone to their place yet. And I've never seen anything. And they didn't know all about us, but through the introduction of Pastor Dave, he told all these Korean in Korea, right? Really in Korea, not in Hong Kong, and they were not here, but they got touched their heart, and they donate quite a number of money, a lot of money to us before we did anything. No, nothing, and they just donate. They just donate, and then. The Korean also this month they sent a whole team from Korea to come to Hong Kong as volunteer to help us to set up all the AV system. Is it amazing? Is it amazing? Let's give a lot of big hand. Hallelujah. So, you know, that's why I think God is telling us something. Hey, Pastor John, you need to do something, huh? Don't waste my place, huh? God is telling us something that yes. Don't waste God's grace, brothers and sisters. Don't waste God's grace. If you make good use of God's grace, God will give you more. Hallelujah. Amen? Amen? Tell your neighbor, God will give you more. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Today, I'm going to continue the series, Imitation of Christ. The first week of this year, I've shared the message of our the attitude of beginning the journey of spiritual transformation. One very important attitude is passion for Christ. Say together, passion for Christ. We should have that kind of passion deep inside our heart, and we need to be passionate for Christ. And in addition, we should also be open to our Lord Jesus Christ, to be humble enough to let the Holy Spirit to touch our heart and to transform us. We need that kind of humility. Thirdly, we also need to focus our attention on Jesus, our Lord, because there's quite a number of voices, demands, all the pressure around and dread us, or maybe out of the track. But we need to focus on Jesus Christ, not to be led by other voices, not to be influenced by other people, but we only have one Lord. Say together, we have only one Lord. We should focus on our Jesus Christ. Amen? Today, I'm going to continue the series. And the next step, we need to follow Christ. Say together, follow Christ. That's a very, 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 very important theme. And this also touched my heart. You know, in my ministry, I am always affected by a lot of people around me. And some people may, you know, support me. Some people may be indifferent. Some people may think that, you have gone too far. You have done too much. And a lot of voices. But I am not serving other people. I'm just serving my Lord. Amen? I'm just serving my Lord. So one very important basis, very important foundation for my ministry, for my life, is following Christ. Say together, following Christ. I always remind me that I only have one Lord, and only one Lord. I'm just following Christ. Wherever God leads me, I'll just move on and follow Him. Amen? Amen. So it is very, very important. And when I once again come back to this message, I myself was really touched. So today I want to share with you and to have mutual encouragement through this scripture. Let's read it all together. Matthew chapter 4. Verse 17 to verse 22. 1, 2, go. Let's pray. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh Lord, thank you, Lord, for this time so that I can come back to your words and once again be inspired by your word and let me once again readjust my life so that I can just follow you, only you. Oh Lord, touch our heart and speak to each and every one of us, so that we will not live on earth in vain. We really want to have a fruitful and abundant life. And now, here I am. I would follow you. Speak to us. Touch us. And let us come to your word and go into the depth of your truth. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. This is a very, very important scripture that Jesus, our Lord, in the beginning of his ministry, he called his disciples to follow him. He warned other people to follow his footsteps and to continue the ministry. And in this scripture, it is not the first time when Peter, Andrew, John, and James know Jesus. Actually, these guys know Jesus before this instance. They know him. They heard about him. They listened to his preaching. And Jesus, you know, last time when I shared with you, Jesus, where was Jesus born? Where? Where? Huh? Bethlehem. Say together, Bethlehem. Bethlehem. Jesus was born in Bethlehem. But Jesus was not brought up in Bethlehem because of the Herod the Great. Herod the Great wanted to kill all the firstborn baby, and so they fled to Egypt. And after the death of Herod the Great, they came back from Egypt. But the son of Herod also was not a good guy. So Joseph, Jesus' father, took the whole family back to a small town called Nazarene. Where is Nazarene? Where? No. You don't know? Maybe I'll let you see. It doesn't work. Back works. Okay, here. This is Judah, the land of Judah. Where upwards, north side, it is Galilee. Say together, Galilee. Galilee. And here, Jesus was brought up in a small town. And this, so people call him the Nazarene. And this small town, Jesus was brought in this small town. And you know, early in Jesus' ministry, he started his ministry in Galilee. Galilee, actually, at that time, is not a very high developed mega city, and not like Hong Kong. Hong Kong is crowded with people. How many people now, you know, in Hong Kong? Probably about 8 million, 7.6 million. And a lot of people now live in Hong Kong. And in Galilee at that time was also very, very crowded of people. And a historian called Josephus, when he wrote about this place, this area, he mentioned that there were more than 200 villages. And none of these 200 villages were below the population of 15,000 per villager. Wow, quite a lot of people. Quite a lot of people here. But it is quite remote from Jerusalem. And why people gather here? Actually, not the Jews. And this is called the Gentile place. A lot of Gentiles living in that place, not just the Jews. And this is also called the Galilee of the Gentiles. And this was a very fertile place with a lake. Say together, a lake. A lake of Galilee. It is not sea. It is lake. What is the difference of lake and sea? No difference? Huh? Sea is big. Lake is small. It is a lake. At that time, people, this is just like a sea. It is not sea. It is a lake. A very, very big lake. And sea is salty. Okay? But the lake is not salty. It is the water goes in from the River Jordan and goes into that lake. And full of fish. And James, Peter, Andrew, and John, all these guys are fishermen. Say together, fishermen. So they're working around here. And Jesus selected the first disciples from this area. And according to Josephus, he said that people here are always very tough, very courageous. And so these people, these fishermen, were always despised by the Jews in Judah. What's this guy? No, they're uneducated, not very prominent guys. So these Galileans were always despised by the Jews in Jerusalem. But Jesus selected his disciples from Galilee. Jesus has never despised this man. Tell your neighbor, Jesus will not despise you. He has a future in us. He has a plan for us. And he selected all of us to follow his footstep. And in the scripture, at least, there are three scriptures mentioning about the first disciples following Jesus Christ. These are all three different instances. The first is recorded in the first chapter of John, mentioning about some disciples that they heard about Jesus. And the first disciples were Andrew and Peter and all these guys, and John and James. They heard about that because of the witness of John the Baptist. John the Baptist said, hey, this man is the Lamb of God. Oh, the Lamb of God. So we should follow him, follow him, follow him. Andrew and John and all these guys, because of the witness of John the Baptist, they come and look, check it out. Hey, who is this guy? Oh, this is the Lamb of God. John the Baptist bear witness to this guy. Okay, check it out, check it out. And so people follow and follow. And then this Andrew go back home and introduce to Peter. Hey, come and take a look, come and take a look. Is it the Messiah? Is it the Messiah? Come and take a look. And then they also invited Philip, and Philip continued to invite other guys to just take a look. So they have heard about the reputation of this Jesus. They heard about what Jesus has taught and has done. So they are not foreigners. They are not strangers. They know about Jesus, but they are still not the disciples of Jesus Christ. But they just want to follow and check it out, check it out, check it out. Why people come to follow Jesus Christ? If you heard about Jesus' name, his reputation, his greatness, his wonderful work, you will surely be attracted by him. Wow, great guys. All these guys, they are disappointed, you know. At that time, the Jews were under the sovereign, under the ruling of Roman Empire. They didn't like Roman Empire. They didn't want to be ruled, to be, you know, controlled by Roman Empire. And they were not satisfied with their life. They are really desperate for the Messiah to come, for the Savior to come and help them, to come and liberate them, to come and save them from the oppression of this Gentile empire. But they were very disappointed. Nothing happened. They didn't like the situation at the time. They didn't like their living situation. They didn't want to continue with that kind of despair, disappointment. And so the day when they heard it, hey, come, Peter, come, take a look, take a look. Here we saw a man called Jesus, the Nazarene. And is he the Messiah? And so Peter go and check it out. Oh, wow. Great guy. Wonderful preaching. Wow. Is he the Messiah? They haven't have a personal encounter with Jesus. They just heard about a little bit of his words, his message. They know about their Jesus' reputation because the invitation, because of the witness of Pastor Wei, Sister Francis. They heard about Jesus from other guys, just other guys. Not a personal encounter. Not his personal relationship with Jesus Christ. They just heard about him. And they just heard about him. And they follow. Why? Because Jesus gave them the hope. Say together, the hope. They follow Jesus because Jesus is their hope. They really want Jesus to help them. They really want Jesus to liberate them. They really want Jesus to be their savior, to liberate them from the oppression, from the control of Roman Empire. And they didn't do anything else. They just have a hope. Brothers and sisters, when we come to the church, I don't know why you come to church. Pastor Wick told me that, hey, because of our website. Wow, hallelujah. He told me that our website is really very anointed. Hallelujah. Anointed website, huh? I just want to check out, how many of you come to our church because of the website? Just raise your hand. Woo, give a lot of big hand. Hallelujah. Jesus, check it out. They just found our church. They just know our church through the website. And some of us, they come to our church because of the, you know, recommendation by their friends. Hey, why not just come and take a look? We have a church in Taipo area and you can come and check it out. So because of the invitation, because of the recommendation by your friends, you come to the church. How many of us are like that? Just raise your hand. Hallelujah. Because of your friends. Hallelujah. So quite a number of us, because of friends, come here. And you come here. Maybe you haven't committed yourself to God. Maybe you haven't any personal encounter with our Lord Jesus Christ. But you have a hope. You really want Jesus to help us. You really want Jesus to intervene into our life and to help us, to liberate us, to save us, to heal us. So, because of other people, because of the other people's witness, we follow. We just come. We just want to know all about Jesus. Brothers and sisters, you are correct. Jesus is our hope. Amen? Amen? Jesus is our hope. So all these disciples of Jesus, they come to follow Jesus because they have a hope. Because they have a hope. And they know that Jesus is their hope. Brothers and sisters, don't put your hope in other people. Put your hope in Jesus Christ. Amen? Amen? Secondly, why Jesus was followed by all these men? The second reason is Jesus, our God, our Savior, is the one who has a very, very wonderful way for our whole life. Jesus, our Lord, is the way of our life. He is the way. He is the road. He is the life. He is the truth. Amen? Why these guys follow Jesus? Because they know that Jesus is the way of life. They really appreciate Jesus' teaching. Wonderful teaching. Very powerful teaching. So they like to listen to the preaching of Jesus Christ. Before Peter, Andrew, James, and Jacob, and John follow Jesus Christ, they were all attracted by the teaching of the law. They found that, oh, Jesus' teaching was not like other people. So it is written in Matthew chapter 7, verse 29, it said that, for he taught them as one having authority and not as the scribes. Not as the scribes. They found that these teaching, wow, very, very special teaching. Very special teaching. And they were attracted. Actually, all these Galileans, they were mostly were uneducated. Not like Pastor Wei, you know, he got his master's degree. Wow, wonderful. Oh, scholar. Wow. Ayah. And people in Galilee was not that well educated. And they learned the law from the scribes. You know what scribes are doing? Scribes. Say together, scribes. Do you know what they are? They are the one who copy the scripture. They are the one who study the law. They are the one who taught the people about the Mosaic law. That means in that time, they were supposed to be professional. They were supposed to be the scholar. But the disciples found that Jesus' teaching was quite different from the scribes. They found that this authority in the teaching of the Lord Jesus Christ, they found the authority over there. And so they were attracted. They were attracted. They were attracted. And Jesus asked them, why are you following me? Oh, Jesus, you have the truth. You are the way. And we know when we follow you, we can know all about this kingdom thing. So Peter, follow. And all this guy, follow. And they really want Jesus to teach them all about these things. Brothers and sisters, we like to follow Jesus Christ. Just like Peter. Peter said, Lord, whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life. You have the words of eternal life. This is the second reason why the disciples want to follow Jesus. Because of the word. Brothers and sisters, while you are here, you want to know about the Bible. Amen? While you are here, you want to know the will of God. Amen? You were here not to go after some lady, okay? Or maybe some of us may. Or maybe I can also bless you. You want to want to be married here in the church. No problem. I really want you to have good families. But it is not the primary purpose of coming to the church. Hallelujah. I still remember one lady come to our church. You know why? She just look around. A lady. And so some of our ushers are, hey, what can I help you? I just want to check out home should be suitable to be my daughter, you know. Ooh. Okay. It is not the primary purpose of coming to church. We come to a church because of Jesus. Amen. We come to a church. We really want to know the will of Jesus. And Jesus, our Lord, He has the word of eternal life. Amen. We want to know more. We want to know more. So brothers and sisters, not just come to the church. You should check it out. You should check out the word of God. You should know the truth of God. You should read the Bible yourself. You know? We should know the will of God. We are not just falling blindly like a blind sheep. No. We should know why we were here. We should know the will of God. Brothers and sisters, there's a lot of voices around. People can know a lot of information. Sometimes I'll call it is an age of information overloading, you know. Too much information. A lot of information from TV, from Facebook, from WhatsApp. You know, I'm scared of WhatsApp. Really very scared. Too much information. Always have some information. Every information, every message will give me some pressure. And even in Facebook, a lot of information around. Some information, you should check out whether it is right or wrong. Some information, you may, too much now. But, brothers and sisters, don't listen to other people. If you listen, you just know about that, that's it. This information is not the norm of life. This information is not really true at all. Maybe not true for eternal. Okay, but our God, His Word, is the word of eternal life. Amen? Listen to Him and your life becomes simple. Hallelujah. Very, very simple. Don't overwhelm yourself with other unnecessary information. But meditate on the word of God and your life becomes very, very simple. Hallelujah. Enjoy your life. Amen? Tell your neighbor, enjoy the word of God. Hallelujah. The third reason why the disciples come to follow Jesus. The first reason is they hope. They know that Jesus is their hope. They know that Jesus can give them a hope. The second reason is that Jesus can teach something very, very, very special. And they really love this word of eternal life. But still, it's not the reason why Peter, James, Andrew, and John lay aside all the nets, put aside all their belongings, all their living, and then follow and commit their whole life to Jesus Christ. So the third instance of following Christ is when Peter, at that time, was on a boat. Why he was on a boat? Because Jesus needed the boat to preach. Oh? Because at that time, Jesus was not a lonely guy. He was not just walking along the seashore. No. He was preaching. And a lot of people listened to his sermon. He was able to attract a large crowd already. He has built up his reputation already. A lot of people following and just want to listen to the word. And so, not enough space. So they... Jesus needs a platform. So, hey, Peter, why not I go to the boat? And so they can keep a distance from the seashore, and there are large crowds were there. And Jesus continued the preaching. And after that, Jesus said, Peter, cast the net and catch fish. Huh? Cast the net, catch fish, how come? And he told Jesus something very, very impolite, you know. Simon Peter answered to Jesus, Master, we have toiled all night and caught nothing. Nevertheless, at your word, we'll let down the net. Simon Peter knew about Jesus, like his preaching, wonderful teaching. But in terms of catching fish, I am professional, you know. You are not professional. Why you taught me how to catch fish? So, a bit arrogant, you know. Peter at that time knew Jesus' teaching, but didn't believe in his power. At that time, Peter was not very, very happy, not very, very polite. Master, he said, Master, you know, the whole night we have taught for the whole night, nothing. Really that despair, frustrated, no? Professional fisher caught nothing. Really ashamed. Professional fisher. So he didn't want to follow Jesus' command. Brothers and sisters, sometimes we follow Jesus, but when Jesus commands us to do something, we reject. How come? Oh, today, when we show our commitment, oh, Jesus, wherever you lead us, we'll go. But when Jesus really leads us, we don't go. It's very, very, very common. Is that right? If Jesus calls you to go to somewhere else, to do a mission for him, you may struggle. Hey, why not call Vic? You know, Vic is tougher than me, wiser than me, clever than me, and wealthier than me. Call him. Don't call me. When really Jesus wants you to go and preach the gospel for me, go, call Eric. Eric is better. You know, he can speak better than I can. I am a pastor. Calling people to make commitment is easy. But after that, when people really respond to Jesus' word, it's difficult. Always difficult. When we challenge people, hey, believe in Jesus Christ. Yeah, I believe in Jesus Christ. Just believe in Jesus Christ, but not obedient to God. We are still self-centered. We are still self-centered. We are still having that kind of attitude, you know. I live on my own. Why? Because I'm still suspicious. You know, I really don't have the confidence that if I follow Jesus Christ, will I ruin my whole life? If I follow Jesus Christ, we all lost everything. We all follow Jesus Christ. What will happen to my life? I'm suspicious. 30 plus years ago, when Jesus called me into ministry, I also have that kind of suspicion. When I, you know, leave all my stuff that I love, my future, my school, family, everything. When I step into the ministry, you know, I really make my mother disappointed, very disappointed, because he want me to be, at that time he want me to be a lawyer or a doctor, at least an engineer. He, the whole family, my father really disappointed, my brother disappointed, my younger brother disappointed. My mother, she cried. Why? My son, why he decided to go to Bible school, not to university? Why? Why he want to be a pastor, not an engineer? Why? I really want this son to be a doctor. Now, he can become a monk. You know, Chinese Western monk. He has no concept of what pastor is. He just think that I will become a monk. She cry and cry and cry and cry. I didn't know what will be happening in my life. I don't know anything about my future at that time. But I have a confidence that Jesus will not cheat me. Hallelujah. Amen? Amen? Jesus will never fail me. Hallelujah. Amen? So I trust Him. I give my life to my Lord. Oh Lord, guide me. Lead me. I don't know what will be happening in my life. Just guide me. So I continue to follow Him with that kind of simple trust. Just simple trust. I told Jesus that I will not live on my own. I will not follow my own desire. I just want to follow Him. Brothers and sisters, Jesus needs that kind of response. Why? I have full confidence in God. Tell your neighbor, trust your God. At that time, Simon Peter, didn't trust Jesus. He appreciated Jesus' teaching, appreciated Jesus' personality, and he thought that Jesus was really good, very good, wonderful. Master, he told him, Master. Master, we have tailed all night and caught nothing. Nevertheless, at your word, I will let down the net. And finally, he will obey, not willingly, you know, but maybe because of some politeness, okay, nevertheless, at your word, okay, I'll let down my net. And when Peter cast down the net, they were able to catch a great number of fish, and the net was breaking. And so he called the neighbor, hey, come, help us, the net was going to break, come, too much fish. Wow, all of a sudden, the whole vision in the eyes of Peter totally changed. In the scripture, he said that Peter knelt down before the Lord and told Jesus that, oh Lord, leave me because I am a sinner. Lord, leave me alone. Go. Huh? It's quite strange. If I were Peter, I would tell Jesus, hey, don't leave me. Every day come with me and catch more and more and more fish. Don't leave me. So it's rather strange, you know. If I were Peter, I love to go with Jesus because of a lot of fish. Hallelujah. Amen. But Peter said, leave me. Why? Because all of a sudden, Peter found that the person standing before him is not a human being. He's not a human being. He's not just a teacher. He's the Lord of the universe. Amen? The one you are worshipping here is not a teacher. He is the Lord of the universe. Amen? Okay, let us give the Lord a big hand. Amen? Why were we worshipping Jesus? Why were we following Jesus? He is our hope. He is our teacher. And above all, He is the Lord of Lords. He is in control of everything. Maybe you may not know all about the future. Maybe you are suspicious of your own future. Maybe you have difficulty that you may not be able to answer everything. No problem. You should fully trust the Lord your God. fully trust in Him. Fully trust in Him. He has a plan for you. Amen? If you give your life to Jesus Christ, if you commit your life to Him, if you follow Him wholeheartedly, He will never fail you. Amen? Never fail you, because He is in control of everything. And Jesus called Jesus, come and follow me. I will make you the fisher of men. Amen. Stand. Shall we stand on our feet? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. This is our God. This is our God. If you really want to have a fruitful life, if you really want to have a meaningful life, if you really want to have an abundant life, follow Jesus. Follow Jesus. He will never fail us. Amen. He will never fail us. Brothers and sisters, you come to the church maybe because of other people's recommendation or introduction. Yes, that's good. That's good. You're all welcome. But you are not following him or her. You are here to find Jesus Christ. The day when you find him, I really challenge you, follow him and only him. Oh, I come here. I just want to follow Wick. Wick is so good, so kind, so nice. But Pastor Wick will die. Hallelujah. Surely, I can say for sure, he will die someday. You are not following him. He's just a human being. We are following Jesus. Say together, Jesus. Hallelujah. Brothers and sisters, if you have never committed your life to God, I really challenge you this right this in this morning. Follow Jesus. Make him the number one of your life. The boss of your life. And every aspect of our life, just follow him. Follow his footstep. Whatever he commands us, just go ahead and obey him. And you'll check it out. He is the one who is always blessing you. He's always in control. Just come to him. Just follow him. So we sing the song. Come to the Father. Hallelujah.